Hey there,
Yeah.
Gia.
Hey, I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right? Like, we could be boring. That
We could
like
be
that is
boring. Yeah.
a terrible thing to be
I
boring.
feel like I've experienced a roller coaster of emotions this week, not just in the
Yeah.
hospital, but in life. Yeah,
Really,
I
what's
have to.
going on?
Well, I just have to say I'm so sad about Twitch dying. I don't know if you were following
Oh,
that
yeah,
story at
well,
all.
a little bit, and I had to read up on who it was, and I was like, oh yeah, because I mean I watched a few Ellens over the years, but
Yeah.
yes, yeah, so sad, and
Yeah, he was a magical sort of a presence in the world, I thought.
yeah,
So
and quite
that's a
the
big
outpouring
loss.
of grief, yeah.
So that's very sad, sad for his family.
And you don't know what's going on with people once again. It's kind of like
No.
when Anthony Bourdain
I was thinking that same thing. Yeah, I mean, I think they were different types of people, but definitely that was another loss because you sort of felt like they were taking you into their world, you know, they were sort of generous with themselves. And they don't owe us anything, you know, but
No, but these people that you think have the world by the tail and are so talented and have so
So,
much to offer, and you don't really know
yeah,
what they're
so,
suffering privately.
yep. So that's very
So.
sad. But then I saw Lizzo on Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers did his day drinking segment with Lizzo. Do you know who Lizzo is? She's sort of a hip hop.
I was gonna have to stop you, and I was trying to like, I was like hoping I could be cool and be like, yeah, Lizzo, yeah,
She's
but
kind of a force of nature. She's sort of a Renaissance woman, but a big hip
she
hop
the one that
artist.
played
Flute. The Library of Congress flute. Yeah.
yes,
Yeah.
okay, that's the only way I know who that is, because I was like,
Yeah.
what the hell are they
But
talking about? But yeah, okay.
anybody who wants a good laugh, dial up that segment with her and
Okay.
Seth Meyers drinking. It was so funny. So,
All right.
and she held her own with him. She's quick and she's sharp. So that was
And what
fun.
do? They actually like go to a bar
They
or something,
actually, yeah,
or?
they take over like a bar before it's really open.
Okay.
And they're definitely doing shots and stuff and getting drunk.
Whoa.
It's just really funny. I would
So
love
see, if you
it.
and I did that, it wouldn't be that interesting. It would be like your,
Would be so messy. It would be
it would be
so
like
messy.
your thesis reading in graduate school, basically,
Yeah,
which
pretty
that
much.
was entertaining, but maybe only to you and I
Maybe. Yeah.
and a handful of our friends who were threatening
Yep.
to
Yep.
pull me out of there
Yeah.
for bad behavior. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But
Yes.
you still
But
graduated at least, so that's good.
yeah, still graduated, and I don't
Yeah.
know if that, pushed
I mean,
us
we
on
don't
any
know
sort
if
of
I
a.
did or not. I mean,
Well, I think regardless, we both had I don't know if mediocre is the word, but the trajectory of our lives was not
I
seriously
was going to say we blazed like comets through that graduate program. I think we were probably well remembered for.
Maybe. At least we met each other there, so
Yeah.
there's that, right?
There's that. Yeah. I mean, that's
Yeah.
worth the whole price of admission right there.
Yep, it sure
Yeah.
is. So anyway, yeah, so a real roller coaster. And then the hospital, of course, has
I
been
felt like we got our money's worth today,
we
anyway.
sure did. Yeah, those kids got paid. I hope for their part, especially
There's,
Trina. Trina did a
yeah.
lot of emoting today, didn't she?
Standout performances all
Yeah.
around.
And we
Yeah.
should say that the reason why we're on today, Friday, is because
Oh.
you had a gig last night, and
Oh, okay.
that
I was
happens.
scared of what you were going to say, like, because you had too many vodka spritzers last night. And
Did you?
no, we, I did. But that wasn't really why. It was just we ended up having some people, guests sit in, and a lot of people there. And people, like, somehow suddenly I looked at my watch and I was like, oh, you know, like, I didn't realize, like, we played later and then it just got
Yeah. Yeah,
just
that's
got late. And I was
okay.
like, oh, I
That
didn't even
happens,
know.
especially like holiday time. But I gotta say, like when there was radio silence from you during with my texts, I started to think the hook had made its way down
No,
to
sorry.
Florida.
I
I was
don't
like,
even have my
fuck.
phone out. I didn't have my phone out or anything. Yeah. I
I
couldn't.
know.
What was I going to say? Like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you public. I have a podcast to do, you know.
I wonder what the
The
response would have
big
been.
public, you know. Yeah.
Awkward silence.
Awkward silence
We get a
as
lot of
like
that.
usual. I get a lot of that, you know, in general.
Yeah, that's just sort of the day to day when we're out there.
Awkward everything. I have a question
Yeah.
on a whole different topic,
Okay.
about awkward behavior. I
Yeah.
ducked in the, and I just think you, as an information scientist, will know the answer.
Thank
I
you.
meant to mail a Christmas package today, and then I got
Ditto.
there. Yeah, and I was woefully unprepared. I was like, what is the matter with you? I didn't bring tape. I didn't bring a Sharpie. I didn't, you know, I had played. So I was like, I just took a box and left. Was I supposed to pay for the box first? Like, I'm going back
If it's a
tomorrow.
priority box, they're free or they're built into the cost of the shipping.
Okay. Well,
But if
let's
it's
hope
one
that's
of
what I
their
got.
like part of their display with the bubble wrap and tape and stuff, then you are supposed to pay
No, see,
and
I didn't see
you've
any
committed a
bubble wrap. I was
crime.
like, okay, I think I got a priority box. So I was like, well, they don't want me standing here, like going, oh, can I borrow some tape? Or, you know,
Yeah,
like,
they wouldn't loan you tape, I don't think either.
no. And it was just packed. And I was like, well, this
Yeah.
is like, you know, nobody
Yeah, I
wants
was gonna
to.
tell you
Yeah.
that your Christmas present is gonna come late, I think, 'cause it was gonna
Okay,
go
well,
out today, but
I
it's
was
very
going to tell
snowy.
you that your Christmas package is going to be late because I had to go steal a box today for it. And
And now you're in jail. Post office
so
jail.
I plan on going back tomorrow, but you know, yeah,
Yeah, I don't I think
snooping
we
out.
might be snowed in here tomorrow, so yours probably
Oh,
won't go
really?
out
It's
till
that
Monday.
bad. Okay, that's all right. Oh, well, another thing about your Christmas package was so.
You seem like you're far away now, G. Are you
Oh,
still?
okay, let me scooch up. Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better,
Okay.
yeah.
I bought you some candy bars to put in there.
Ditto,
Yeah, and then all these headlines came out today about dark chocolate
Oh
having heavy
yeah,
metals.
and heavy metals, yeah.
So, and then I was like, she won't care about that, you know. She'll
It flashed through my mind because I do have like sort of a steady supply of chocolate, and I thought, I wonder if that's why I get headaches after I eat dark chocolate.
could be, and do you hear like heavy metal music or anything?
I don't care for it.
I don't care for it when I hear it. But anyway, so then the funny part is this is just that I'm turning into my mother. I'm
Yeah.
examining the chocolate bars, thinking, okay, well, I wonder what, you know, if this tells me anything. And I have mistakenly bought some like sweetened with stevia crap.
Oh, geez.
So I wouldn't. You would have been sorry to get them anyway.
I might
And
have thrown them out the window.
I know, well, that's what I'm going to do with them. So you're getting something else with your package. But I was like, oh my God, I was like, do I have to bring glasses into the grocery store now? Like, I'm at the point in the shower where I can't tell what's the shampoo and what's the conditioner, what's the bottle. I can't read.
I
You know, I'm
know.
like,
I don't know. I don't know why they make the bottles the same color.
yeah, give me, yeah.
Like we're so fucking lame.
I have to put them on different shelves so I know what's what.
I know my rules
It's
for
sad.
buying it's sad. It is sad. My rules for buying shampoo are, one, it has to be cruelty
Under a
free.
dollar. Oh.
Two, it has to be very cheap. And three, it has to come in a pump. And now four, it would be ideal if the shampoo and conditioner were in different colors bottles.
I'm on the verge of trying one of these bar like soap things or
Yeah,
whatever
I
because
saw those bar shampoo. Is that what you mean?
yeah, every now and then I like wake up in a cold sweat thinking about plastic.
What is going on with it? I think we should just be put down. I think, this was an interesting
Thought that for
experiment,
years.
but it's like a catastrophic failure.
Well,
our lives.
I struggle taking recycling into the what's supposed to be the recycling center for the city, the entire city. And there's
Yeah.
like two of us there. And I think they just haul it all off
Oh
and do
yeah,
like,
it's all a scam. I
yeah.
don't think, yeah. It's so expensive to properly recycle stuff
And
that
they
I
can
think.
do like two things with plastic. I don't even know what, it comes back
Yeah.
as some awkward piece of clothing or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
But
an Adirondack chair that's $500.
yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
Yeah.
so I'm thinking of like what could I do? So my it's not like my hair looks great anyway, so I might as well try a bar of soap. So,
Yeah, my hair looks terrible. Oh, and
but
speaking of terrible looking
how do you
hair,
condition it with a bar of soap though? How do you get
I
it
don't
in?
think there's a bar conditioner, is there? I think it's
Oh.
just shampoo.
Well, I really will look like a wild woman if there's no conditioner out there in that. You want to talk about General Hospital at some point, or are we just gonna
I
teeter
feel
off
like
the?
we have a lot to work through personally, but maybe this isn't the time. I don't know if we're worse than usual, Gia, but
It could be. It could
I'm
be. Yeah.
concerned for us.
For both collectively, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you heard the this? I don't know if it was the OED or whatever they named like their
I love
expression
that
or.
band.
The expression of the year is goblin mode. Have you heard that?
No, is that related to Lizzo in some way?
Well, it's related to us, I think, because
Goblin mode, okay.
it's what you call people who have sort of, I guess, kind of thrown in the towel as far as like
As far as
behaving and
technology or
proper appearance, like sort of, just like your life, it kind of is unraveling and you could care less,
like you go out in pajamas and you don't give a crap
and you
and
steal a box from the post office because
well,
fuck them,
I just had to get out of there, but yeah,
So
goblin
I feel
mode, I
like
don't get
we're
the.
embracing goblin mode, I think.
Well, what's the connect? Like,
Especially
what's.
if you're just going to be like shampooing your hair with a bar of something, I feel like
Well,
that's.
that's. I'm trying to be conscious. I'm trying to save the world for you people with children and grandchildren. I don't care. I'm
Oh, don't
fading
bother.
fast here.
Yeah. Happy
You said
holidays.
that so fast. That's sad. But what's the goblin? What's the connection to being a goblin? Like, because we look like goblins or.
Maybe that's how goblins behave. They're just sort of like
But goblins
create
sound cute.
disturbances or whatever, and they don't give a
Okay.
shit, really. It's like sort of we have no shits left to give.
Well, that's like if you picture everybody walking around a Walmart or whatever, they just look like they don't care.
Yeah, or like I don't know if you I'm sure you haven't checked out Superstore yet, but it takes
No, I'm
place in like
sorry.
a big box store, and there are always these little moments where customers are doing things thinking nobody's watching them, like throwing up into a towel and putting it back on the shelf or something,
You're not
Yeah.
selling it.
Oh, it's so funny. It's so good.
We started watching something new that's like wild.
Really?
Dirks Gently, Dirks Bentley. Oh my
Oh,
God,
huh.
it's wild.
Isn't that the Douglas Adams? It's based
I
on a
don't
book by
know.
Douglas Adams
Yeah,
who
it's
wrote
based
The
on
Hitchhiker's
and it's
Guide.
the guy from what, The Hobbit, I guess, is the kind of
Okay.
the main character. I don't know his name. Can't think
Yeah.
of his name, but you'd know who he
Okay.
was.
Elijah Wood or something.
Yes, that sounds correct.
Okay.
It has a very appealing, this speaking of goblin, this very
Uh-huh.
disheveled looking young woman who's an assassin, but she's just
Okay.
sort of a random assassin. Like she's like,
Uh-huh.
I just kill people, but it's like
They're
it's like
not
the
on a
universe
list or
is, yeah, they're
anything.
not on a list. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But she's oddly appealing, and
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Anyway,
Okay. All
I
right.
don't know. It's very convoluted. I don't know if I can hang with it, but
Yeah,
we'll see.
yeah. I guess that's a good segue to General Hospital.
All right, that's convoluted as well. Okay,
Yes.
I'm
Well,
gonna let you direct traffic because I don't remember anything but today, really.
okay. All right. Today did sort of wipe out a lot of things that I had been thinking about. So we have Rory. dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is cool. I love it when, I mean, not, it's not cool. Don't get upset, people. I just mean, I like when they commit to actually losing a character like that rather than,
yeah.
I mean, they kind of strung us along from yesterday.
Right.
But then they really kind of let it happen immediately today, which was cool. And
yeah. And once again, there were only two doctors in the whole building. Portia and Finn.
An obstetrician or whatever she is.
And like a,
and
a poison.
Yeah.
Like a,
a tropical disease expert or whatever he is. Yeah.
Right.
There's no ER in that place, apparently.
No, that's interesting, isn't it? No ER.
Yeah. But, anyway, yeah, so that was cool. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. And yeah, Trina was magnificent in her
she really
grief, not like, even grief yet, in her shock. Her,
yeah, she threw herself into that. And her whatever it is so compounded by, you know, her guilt, you know, for not giving Rory what he wanted or needed.
Yeah, I was glad though that she didn't give in and just say it back.
Yeah.
To just say it back.
Right.
I was thinking while I watched her how much I like this actress. And then I thought, oh, but I loved the original Trina as well, too. And then I thought, when she's done with college, they could bring her back as somebody else because I really liked her, too.
Yep, she was great. She was great. And different. I mean, not completely different than this Trina, but a different type of
strong woman. It was a different vibe.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just putting that out there to the universe. Bring her back when she's got her degree.
Yeah, hopefully she'll want to come back or do other acting gigs.
I know, you could do something else with your degree, whatever. I don't know what
she could come back as a doctor, so there could be three doctors on the staff.
Yeah.
Or maybe Epiphany. Epiphany would be number four. So
we haven't seen Epiphany in a long time, have
we? No, we haven't. No.
Yeah. I hope she's all right.
I hope so, too. What was I going to say? Oh, so Cam and Joss, that wasn't very satisfying. I felt like was Cam picking up on the fact that Joss
when he got the kiss on the
curb,
cheek today,
the
it was
cheek,
like, oh,
yeah.
Kiss on the cheek. Yeah. He was looking very handsome, I thought. And very actually like collegiate and a little older. I like his hair being a little longer, and I thought, oh, yeah. And I like
really,
he and Spencer kind of like bumbling, like talking about the women in their lives. They have no idea.
I do like that friendship. I like that how he really tried to comfort Trina. You know, he was good. It was nice to see Cam in his
family,
really.
For a little extended time there.
Yeah. And Spencer's kind of interesting in new ways. It seems like every day, you know, you kind of don't know what you're getting with Spencer or how he's going to respond to the things that happen, you know.
But you know he'll be flinging his arms around.
What did you think about when he decked Dex?
That's hard to say.
It is.
That was
fun. I can't
believe
I tried.
I thought that was pretty fun, and I liked Joss's response to everybody trying to help her. She's like, I've got it, you know, like
I like that too. Yeah.
You idiots, you're all idiots, you know.
Yeah, look at her. She could probably pop any of them, you know. She's a
sure. Yeah. I liked it because it was the usual like misdirected, like he thinks he's being noble or something, but he's being an idiot. And then he knows it, and then he goes into some huge melodramatic, self-centered, what do you call it when you speak just to yourself? Soliloquy? Is it a soliloquy?
Or maybe. Maybe, Gia.
Soliloquy? Soliloquy? We could do an album of me just trying to figure out how to pronounce
monologue.
Shit.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, monologue, yeah. Yeah, anyway,
you could maybe get a job doing like reading books for audio tape, you know, audio books. I'd love it. You'd keep stopping and like trying to pronounce a word in 10 different
ways.
I'm
just telling them stuff about myself, you know, like I'm going to start using bar soap shampoo. And
oh, that'd be funny.
I feel like having Oliver Sacks just reading stuff and then stopping to go off on tangents, you know, like
that would be interesting.
18 page footnotes, you know. He's gone. He can't do it now.
He is gone. I know.
But yeah, I liked everything about Spencer's everything. I liked
his
Spencer interacting with Cam. Yeah. I liked him interacting with Trina. I like him interacting with Laura.
With Laura, yeah. Nice to see Laura back, kind of trying to, you know, prop everybody up.
In grandmother mode.
And she too has no idea of things that are just spinning out of control behind
them. Yeah. I love how they're just diving in with all these storylines.
Yeah.
Digging it.
Did you think that when Trina was decorating the tree or putting the angel on the top of the tree, that
you mean Esme?
Oh, sorry. Oh, Trina. Yeah, I said Trina, didn't I? Yeah, sorry. Esme.
Super
different, hopefully. she couldn't have snuck out, right, and killed.
Was wondering, because she looked like she just swallowed a canary.
I know. And also, going back to that scene, so Rory took it upon himself to check out that address, right?
Yeah. Like, up to that point, I was like, I'm so winning. I was right, because Rory's being all shifty and shady. And when he was like, oh, can I sit in? When Dante came they were going to update about the hook, and he's like, can I sit in? I'm like, oh, I am so right. You know, he's being all weird. Yeah. And then he like took a picture or something, and then so I think he just was going rogue there and trying to be the hero.
And was that Oz's apartment, or what? Where was
I? Don't know who's the guy, and why have they not mentioned the dead guy on the floor?
That was the next thing I was going to ask. It's like almost like they stepped over him on the way to Rory.
Yeah, they didn't even. Know? Yeah, like
they didn't.
I'm like Elaine on Seinfeld. Like, who's the guy? Who's the guy? What is it? I don't understand.
I know. I mean, shouldn't he have been taken to the, I don't know, the hospital or the morgue?
Yeah, and
also.
Well, Jordan said, she makes some call and says there's a dead guy. And it's like, that's not proper police lingo.
Is that
it?
Too.
There's a dead guy.
I know. Isn't that like the code or something for what that is?
Is there something like a DOA? I've got a DOA at the, I don't know.
I know. That was very silly.
It was kind of a slip. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, also, if this big plot they're having is everybody's connected to Trina in some way, well, that's some stranger as far as we know.
Right. And I wasn't sure if maybe Rory had shot that guy.
Thinking he's the hook?
I don't know. I mean, who? Because did that guy get. Well, I guess we don't know if he was killed by a gunshot or the hook also.
I think we're supposed to assume he was also killed by the hook. But yeah, now that you mention it, there was a gunshot, right?
Yeah.
Because I heard somebody say shots fired.
And if he'd been killed by the hook also, it seems like that would have come up at the hospital.
Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering. Why are they?
Yeah.
But now you've thrown a little confusion into my brain. Thanks a lot. Because
more confusion.
Because, yeah, maybe maybe Rory still is the hook, and this was his glorious grand finale.
Yeah.
To go out. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, that doesn't really make any sense, I don't think. But there's way more questions than answers, I would say, right now.
Well, and he wasted his final breath declaring his love for Trina when he could have told us.
He wasted it doing a recap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which could have just been a flashback, dude. They could take care of that in editing. Yeah, because he could have said who the hook was, in theory.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And that, well, the earring, which to me looked, I don't know who the earring belongs to.
Well, we're supposed to believe it, because we still think the hook is a woman.
It's a woman, yeah. And not delicate Rory.
Yeah.
I guess hopefully they'll cover some more of that information for us.
Yeah, there's a lot more going on there. But I love how the panic now, Elizabeth, oh my God. So it's not Esme, because, yeah.
Well, I was sort of like, I had to kind of review in my brain, okay, so why is this such a big deal to her? I mean, they still were believing that Esme was guilty.
Did you really? You had to.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed in you. You couldn't hold that plot line in your head?
No. I couldn't. I couldn't remember who had heard that Ryan didn't think Esme could have done it.
Well, but do we trust Ryan's opinion?
Well, no. Yeah, I know. That's he's definitely not that reliable as a person or source.
My fear is that the hook is going to be Heather, which is just a cop out, in my opinion, because, yeah, you know, that's the convenient thing. Have the crazy person be the psycho killer, you know.
Right.
But she does seem to be able to slip in and out of anywhere she wants to go pretty easily.
She sure does. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't put it past Esme to have gotten out and done something and then gotten back in. And there she is, you know, sweet as pie, decorating a tree with toilet paper or whatever.
Right. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, maybe that was Demetrius or something on the floor.
Maybe, it didn't look like it looked more fully bearded, I think, and less Russian or less Slavic. Is that the term? Yeah. Slavic.
So what was that guy's name? What was it? The butcher? What was that? The guy who had
Carver?
Carver.
Oh, was it Carver? Oh, I hope not. He was so handsome.
No, I don't think it was. But it does seem like it's possible she could have somehow tricked Demetrius or whatever, seduced him into doing something.
Yep. Her, right? Yeah, because obviously he's growing a little sweet on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who knows? There's maybe he's crumpled up in a corner somewhere.
Yeah. 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 Definitely. Yeah. Somebody's being played there for sure. And I just absolutely loved when the door swings open and we see Elizabeth like looking with horror at Nicholas and Esme, like a Rockwell
painting.
Yeah. And what I thought was, oh, it's like, so Rosemary's Baby, you know, like, come in, join us, you know, like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it was so creepy. Very creepy.
That, I know, that was well done. And then also, it seemed like, you know, she's sacrificed all these things for him, and it seems like he's on Team Esme now, you know.
Yes, yeah. And now, and she's like, I've thrown in with these people, you know.
What an idiot I am.
Yeah, everything's gone up in flames for this, for these two.
No.
Yeah. I absolutely love the scene with Nicholas and Ava. And I think we have to list the mascara as its own character because it was a strong presence there.
And an excellent performance by the mascara. Yeah.
By the mascara. And I thought Nicholas did a good job, you know.
Kinda. Yeah. Although I didn't quite, the shift between like how he's acting like maybe she's going to give him a chance to him saying, you know, we're getting a divorce. It seemed a little abrupt to me.
Well, I can't believe I'm explaining stuff to you. Like usually,
I mean, I kind of understand.
I've suddenly got the upper hand here. It's because before that, Elizabeth hadn't declared that she was pregnant with his fictional child, and so now he has to do that.
Yeah,
like I mean, that changed everything. Yes.
I think I could have used, I know, it just seems like to Ava, it must have been like he did a 180, like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
the
definitely.
Space of 10 seconds, like,
yeah,
you know,
right.
That might have been a good spot for a little flashback to him and Elizabeth or whatever.
Apparently you needed it, yeah.
I kind of knew what was behind it, but it just seemed like, you know, yeah, why would Ava believe this, you know?
I don't know, but she did. She really did. Yeah, and the martinis came out, and now she's thrown in with Victor a little bit.
A little bit, I was kind of hoping that she would smell something was fishy there, that Nicholas, you know, was shifting so dramatically.
Yeah, but he did a good job of being quite cool. He was kind of cool as a cucumber, you know?
Yeah,
Which, how cold are cucumbers, really?
Not that cold. They surprisingly get cold. They can, like anything else, can get cold. This is, I think this is where we might be like maybe safe talking about cucumbers.
Well, one other aspect of cucumbers I'd like to bring up is
I have one too.
I've tried that thing. Okay, that's great. We're really going places now. I've tried the thing with the cat where you put the cucumber on the floor and your cat's supposed to be terrified and leap in the air. And
A whole cucumber?
This cat did nothing.
Okay.
So
nothing. So your cat is cool as a cucumber.
She is. And on a slightly related topic, she did like a round off my face last night because...
Because you looked like a cucumber?
No, it was like 2 a.m. And so I think I told you how I'm trying to wean her off this Purina crack food.
Okay, yeah.
So I bought the old kind of food and I mixed it in with the Purina because I'm like weaning her off it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, her bowl must be empty. So I go out there. No, there's food, but there were no Purina chows in it, you know? So she wanted me to pour out some more. Yeah, she'd eaten all the Purina out of it. I'm like,
she must be so fed up with you, like thinking.
Yeah, the program's not going well because the purine is almost gone. Because you know what I mean. Like I sort of mixed it into the top layer, and then it's going to be gone soon. And she's like fucking Rachel Ray, you know. Like, okay, sure now what did you want to say about cucumbers?
Thank you. I wanted to say that they have sort of a stronger aroma than you might think, and it spreads actually.
I'm scared to ask how you're utilizing cucumbers these days.
I just like the kid one day was chopping up a cucumber in the kitchen, and I could tell like when I was like, I don't know, 20 feet away that there was a cucumber being prepared.
Yeah, because
somewhere.
They smell like freshness, like summer. You know, it's nice. Yeah. Usually most people like it, but not you.
I didn't like it. It was unexpected. And I thought, such a mild, unassuming vegetable. And it's got this smell that carries, you know,
it does, but it doesn't, you know, like whenever you get like a lotion that's supposed to be like cucumber lavender, they cannot duplicate it as far as I can tell.
Right.
In a lotion.
Right. Yeah.
I've never tried to put them on my eyes. You know, that sort of classic, like, I need to, I probably ought to today.
Or at least pickles.
Something. Do pickles work the same way? That'd be funny.
I don't think so.
Balls in your eyes.
I just figured it might be more of a good bet that you have pickles around than cucumbers.
Yeah, I don't have a cucumber at the moment, but I do have pickles and olives.
See? Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're so far off the track. No idea why we're...
I don't know what happened.
We unraveled. We were talking about Esme and Elizabeth.
Yeah, and we Nicholas were excited. We were excited about a lot of things. A lot of sort of unusual, sort of unconventional sort of twists, you know.
Yes. Yeah. We're still excited. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this didn't happen today, but this was also very refreshing to me when the whole sort of silly Austin Spinelli
I knew you were going there. Yep.
Unraveled. I was so glad that he said, you know, he blackmailed Spinelli, like didn't try to be coy or, you know, I liked that. That was sort of like the Austin that Brit knows, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then consequently, I feel like the Maxie that we used to know was back in her.
Yeah.
He's like holding court in the coffee shop.
Your Staghorn Fern. Cafe.
Yeah. I love that. I know it's very cliched. It's like a Starbucks with the cups behind him and everything, but I like that atmosphere and I like coffee.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing about Maxie though, that she was sharp and
she's
really good. She's as good as Laura, I think, you know, if they let her be.
Yeah, her wit was back, and she was.
Yeah.
And I thought Sam held her own as Sam across the way, and I liked her. Like, so we have Sam back in sort of dark clothing, but a little bit more tailored. Like she was wearing a jacket, like a man's, you know, suit jacket sort of.
Yeah.
Look, I was like, okay, that's a good way to. Not that anybody should listen to me on fashion. Like, you would not believe my current outfit. Oh my God.
I spilled smoothie all over the front of my t-shirt and I don't care.
Noticed the other day that the old man, I was like, what is that green on your shorts cuff there? And we were like, trying it. I was like, what the hell? What, you know? And then he like puts his finger in and he sniffs it and he's like, oh, wasabi. It's like,
that's so see, weird. that's goblin mode.
Wasabi. Yeah, because I don't think he took them off. Like, we were just like, okay, now we know what it was, you know.
Yeah,
no need to change. No need
right.
to put those
it's
in
been
the laundry,
identified.
You know?
It's fine.
It's wasabi.
Oh dear.
Yeah. But yeah, Maxie was good. Yeah, and Sam, yeah, I was just gonna say, it was like, so we've got Sam back to her own personality, her kind of tough girl, but a little like sophisticated because she's moved on from being a biker chick, but she doesn't have to wear like a flower print chiffon sundress all the time, you know,
right
like a Stepford freaking wife.
And be like this submissive sort of
girlfriend.
What was I gonna say? Then we also had the Drew thing that sort of carried on a bit with Carly, right? And Willow telling Drew and then having him
and
promise.
Then the massive like and the whole like her reasoning is so soap opera stupid. Like Wiley will pick up on it. Wiley won't pick up on anything.
No, and he'll probably pick up on the fact that she's dead. she doesn't find a bone marrow donor, you know. So that's all stupid.
Yeah,
I was very impatient with that. And I as much as I love Britt and her, you know, situation, I wish she would spill the beans to at least one other person.
To Brad.
I mean,
scene with she and Brad though.
And I'm glad he sort of like caught himself, you know, and was a little bit more, a little deeper, you know, than their usual sort of banter. And I really liked the scene with Liesl and Sunny.
But I was like, oh, Liesl, don't do it. You know, like, could she tell a worse person than Nina?
Than Nina, I know. They are family, so I guess.
I mean, Nina blurts stuff out as if she's got Tourette's or something. You know,
She does.
Which I said, that's a horrible thing to say. I'm please rewind that and take that out.
But if you want to spread the word, you know, that's the quickest way is to tell Nina. Something.
Tell Nina, yeah.
You might as well tell Alexis and she could put it in the invasion.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm still not buying Alexis as this like
ace reporter,
you know, kind of.
And acting like that she's got this burden, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't, this role doesn't sit well on her as well as the lawyer thing did, I think.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And Gregory's just kind of being thrown in there now as like an expected, you know, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, there's not much to like there. But I liked when Liesl took Sunny's hand as she was leaving, you know.
She did a nice job, but I was like, oh, just don't, you know. As far as, like, I can understand Britt keeping her secret more so than Willow keeping her secret.
Because Willow needs people to know.
She just doesn't know that she needs people to know. So maybe I should be sympathetic towards her.
But she knows she needs to find a donor. And the easiest way to get people, you know, on board would be if they knew.
That's true. If they just opened up about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think that woman that they brought in as the commune, whatever, witness or do you think she was a contest winner?
And that could have been us.
Yeah.
We would have been better. We would have looked like people that had been sort of lost on a commune for a while, right?
What is it called? Goblin mode?
Yeah.
Goblin. Is that what it is? Goblin mode? I'm going to look that up when we're done today. Goblin mode. Okay. All right. But is goblin mode, does that apply only to appearance? Or is it like just you say whatever the hell you think without filter?
I think, it's kind of like, you just don't care, you know? Like, I think it's more like a lifestyle choice, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but it definitely sort of resonated with me when I was reading.
And what was it? It's a new word that's introduced into the
Oxford expression. Yeah. Let me see if I can. Okay. Quickly come up with the origin of that.
I feel like a word that gets thrown around all the time now is gaslighting.
Yeah. Well, like that was maybe Webster's word of the year was gaslighting.
I feel like I'm hearing that all the time now.
Yeah. This is Oxford's. They're calling it the word of the year, but goblin mode is actually two words. Right.
Is it hyphenated? Or
nope. Let's see.
Is it a compound noun?
Maybe. And is that it a says, thing?
Compound noun?
I don't know, Gia. But it says in this little thing I just pulled up, term resonates with people feeling overwhelmed with having to present their best selves. And it's been chosen. The term refers to a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy.
It's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. and the graphic. I wish I could show this to you right now.
You can text it to me later.
It's it's a woman on her bed, like looking at her smartphone, and she looks crazed. There's crap all over her bed. That's us.
I wish I could. I'm gonna like have to take a picture because like I actually slept with a box on the bed last night. Like three cat toys and some Christmas wrap. They were all here when I unfolded the comforter.
No, I have a plate like on the pillow next to mine. I was there all night. It's like, I don't need that pillow. So the plate can stay right there.
I think what happens is like I go to bed and I get warm and I fling the cover off and it covers up whatever was up here.
Yeah. The only thing I can never find is the little remote.
I wonder if part of that goblin mode definition, like I find that I'm also like in spite of all of that shit, I'm so judgy. I'm so judgmental. I'll see somebody on the street, I'll be like, can't believe they couldn't even like put on real pants or whatever. And then I'll look at myself like
I know. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Yep. That's me. I don't know if that's you or not, but
it's definitely me. Definitely. But
you have to do a lot of Skyping, don't you? You must have to put on a bit of a top, at least.
Something presentable. I'm usually sitting in my bed, and I put on some sort of a top, but I'm usually wearing my jammies on the bottom.
I bet the pandemic contributed to some degree.
Yeah, I think that's right. That. Yeah, that's sort of like part of the origin. Yeah,
if you don't have a reason to get up and put on some uncomfortable outfit for a couple of years, you get out of the habit, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anyway, all right. Well, good. Okay, I learned some. I feel like I learned a lot today. Oh, one thing to go back to hospital, there was a line I wanted to cite. You were talking about sparkling writing the other day, and we don't see a lot of it. There was a line that Trina had today when she and Joss were in the chapel at the hospital. And Joss was talking about her mother says you have to learn to love, and she's going on about that. And Trina said, you mean like algebra?
You like that line?
Yeah. Because it was unexpected.
It was unexpected, yeah. And it seemed like a kid, like a...
wide-eyed
kind of a line.
And it made me think about how I was unexpectedly not bad at algebra.
I liked algebra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it. There were a lot of rules and regulations and formulas and stuff. I can I can do that. I can't think outside of a box, but
yeah,
you give me some formula and I can plug stuff in.
Sorry, Miffy's What's barking.
Miffy.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just started barking this year.
Oh, she nice.
Never barked okay. before.
But the others have taught her.
Yeah. And she has a surprisingly loud bark, as you probably noticed.
Well, is it the cucumbers frightening her or something?
Maybe. I think she is kind of, something's making her uncomfortable in her little body, and I don't know what it
is. Oh, no.
But anyway, yeah.
Well, we probably covered it. Anyway,
I guess we did. We covered a lot of it, and a lot of it ground. Yeah,
and I don't know what our stats are looking like, but if you're hanging with us, good God, we appreciate you. You must.
And we understand if today was the last day.
Yeah, or you? You too are in goblin mode, and God bless you for that. There's an army of us out there in goblin mode.
Definitely, I think probably the majority. I'm sending you the link now, Gia, in your email.
Just so I can look that up or the picture and everything?
You can just click the link and see the picture, yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
But yeah, I guess that's it for today. So today's Friday. And then
we'll try to get back on track. Yeah. Then, of course, we've got holidays, but we can sort all that.
Yeah.
At some point. People get busy, so.
People get busy. Yeah, they sure do.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody. And thank you, Keisha.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. And we'll yak in real life soon.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. We'll talk to you later. But bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.